Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
Now, to sum it, was the cultural heart of Dublin, where creative minds met and danced and collaborated. Then to others, it's an eyesore, a source of late night noise and antisocial behaviour. The announcement of the closure this week of the Bernard Shaw pub in Dublin's Portobello has sparked strong reactions. Liam Geraghty has been speaking to some of those affected by the closure.
I would have went years ago when I first moved up to Dublin, about like 12, 11 years ago. Like, I'd still go over there for the likes of Eat Yard, and anytime there was any kind of event on in the back or anything like that, or if people were having like pizza and pints, it was always like an option to go to the Shaw.
Since it first opened its doors in 2006, the Bernard Shaw has carved itself into the heart of Dublin's nightlife. And the announcement this week that those doors will soon close has people lamenting not only it, but Dublin's nightlife and culture in general, as Bernard Shaw customer Tess Purcell points out.
It's just really, really disappointing. And I'd heard like kind of rumours, I suppose, that something was happening with the Shaw, but it's just like the nail in the culture coffin of Dublin. Like, it just feels like there's nothing left in Dublin anymore because everything seems to be closing down, and yet another, you know, hotel has been built, or a Starbucks or a Tesco Express or something.
My name's Steve McCarthy. I'm an illustrator and designer and a longtime friend of the Bernard Shaw.
As an illustrator, Steve's work was first shown at an exhibition in the Bernard Shaw. The first work he got was because of those shows.
I mean, the Bernard Shaw has been under threat since it opened. From the first week, people didn't want it there. And I mean, I'd be lying if I said I understood exactly why there's such an aggression towards creative spaces in the city. Bernard Shaw fought back, and fought back well, and made money, and was a business, and was a space that lasted. When I found out, I was really heartbroken and shocked, because I think I'd gotten used to spaces disappearing, and I think it was the first time I realised that there's no end, it'll just keep going.
My name is Fionnuala Jones. I am a freelance writer and social media manager person.
Fionnuala worked a lot for Eat Yard, a space beside the Bernard Shaw that saw over 20 food vendors come together for a food market with music and events. It's also closing.
I'd work a lot at their events. They gave me a shot hosting competitive eating competitions there, which, as you can imagine, was great crack. Just gave me loads of opportunities to work on myself and doing MCing and kind of bits of work that I wouldn't have been in before. So obviously I'm just so disappointed and so at a loss for words because of the closing. It's just so, so sad.
But I can hear the sound of slamming doors and folding chairs, and that's a sound they'll never know.
Hi, my name is Aaron Smith. I live in the area. 10 years ago, when 2007, 2008, when the recession hit, a lot of places closed down. Body Tonic guys went in to try and set something up, you know what I mean? They wanted to bring a community together, and they set up this kind of, you know, a bar. It's not just a bar, like, it had a community ethos to it, a cultural ethos. You know, a lot of people were employed there. It was open to, you know, musicians, artists, DJs. And that's all going to be gone now. Like, a lot of people are going to lose their jobs. And for what? Like, they brought the community up off its knees. They made this area cool. And then, the people with deep pockets just come in and see that. And they're like, oh, well, we'll get this because it's cool. And it'll be turned into an Amazon building or a hotel that... It doesn't benefit anybody in the community at all.
Hi, I'm Rubio.
Now, that was Liam Geraghty reporting. Some of those impacted there talking to Liam. For more, I'm joined by Dublin councillor Manix Flynn and by event organiser, founder of Homebeat and regular at the Bernard Shaw, Emmett Condon. Good evening to you both. Manix Flynn.
Good evening.
You have a different take to the loss that people felt in Liam Geraghty's report there. You have a different take on this. Tell me about it.
Well, I mean, one of the takes is, Mary, and good evening, listeners, is the fact that the contract to Body Tonic by the owner of the premises expired and wasn't renewed. It's that simple. Body Tonic will go on to create more works in other parts of the city and in other venues. But if the owner who owns the premises decides that he's not going to issue the lease to the Body Tonic, well, then that's the end of that. But the other kind of statement that there's a closure or an attack on the cultural life of Dublin is very, very, very far-fetched indeed. I mean, this is a pub venue that did pizza, did burgers, you know, had a couple of creatives in there doing their own thing and fine. And there was a temporary arrangement over the past 13-odd years. In those 13-odd years, there's a lot of talk about community. They managed to kind of antagonise and make the area hostile for the local community who lived in Charlotte and Street Flats indeed. It was that very community who were successful in relation to a planning review that took place in Ambar Panola. But in no way did the local community want to close the premises. The premises was closed again because of the owner. And the creatives and the hipsters who were out there will find a home in many of the places in Dublin. Dublin is a changing city. The nightlife is vibrant. There's tens of millions of euros spent on cultural activities by Dublin City Council, the Arts Council, the Department of Arts. So, there's hundreds of venues going down. There's lots of cultural events. I mean, it's non-stop. So here we have a situation whereby a public house, basically not issuing a license or a lease to Body Tonic. We don't know.
So you have no sentimentality, no sympathy here at all. Emmett Condon, you tick a few boxes here. I'm not sure if you tick the hipster box, but you know hipsters are customers too. But you live in the area, and you've been a regular in the Bernard Shaw.
Yes, thanks, Mary. Yeah, I've lived there since actually the year that the Shaw opened. In the area, still do. We operate an office for our company on Francis Street. So I suppose 13 years might grant me local status. I'm not sure if Mannix would agree with that or not. But I think, to be honest, using the term hipster or any other terms you want to use is just reductive. And I think the disappointment here is that someone like Mannix would choose to polarise an argument rather than looking to actually build bridges and make sure that a business that has existed and brought life to an area that didn't have any life in it for the last 13 years provided employment and provided, crucially here, a cultural output in a DIY sense, which is not being looked after in other areas in Dublin, which has been squeezed out constantly, actually, by big business. And the fact that Witherspoons are opening just across the corner from it is really the most emblematic point of it all, that we are losing something that is a basic expression of cultural being in the city, and that's been replaced by something bland and grey. And this is part of that argument, and that I think is why people are so upset about it. It's not just the closing of a pub; it is emblematic of a much bigger problem that is occurring throughout the city.
And you know, Mannix Flynn, isn't it wonderful that people love their city and they are exercised about this? They don't want bland; they want to keep personality, and they want to keep something that came along when the country was dark and in recession and bleak, and they want to hang on to that and maybe hang on to the spirit that it gave their area.
Well, again, you know, I think some of the statements that have been made here by that gentleman are outrageous. I mean, the idea that they think they could march into an area that was closed down and uncool and unhip and horrible, and they walked in and saved the area is absolutely insulting to the
I don't think he... Hold on a minute now. No, hold on a minute, Mannix. He's not saying they single hand. Mannix, just one moment. There is just one point. No, wait.
There's a living community there, Mary, who are basically harangued, they were hassled, they were disregarded in the blocks of flats, and they weren't cool. So as I say, you know, this idea...
It's not about actually people being cool, actually.
Mannix, you've had lots of airtime. Give Emma, Mannix, hold on 1 minute. Mannix Flynn, I'll pull down your fader. Hold on a sec.
Emma,
I'll have to. No, I'm not trying to close you down. I'm not trying to.
I'm asking. The argument is very, very clear. There is plenty of space in Dublin for individuals to be creative. In this particular issue here, the owner of the pub has closed it down, and he basically is not issuing the contract. In relation to the bigger, broader issue, not everybody was in agreement with the kind of noise that the local people had to put up with in the George
Bernard
Shaw.
We've got your point. Now, will we let Emmett Condon have a couple of minutes to respond? Emmett.
We never stop.
Emmett.
Thank you very much, Mary. Thanks, Mannix, for that tirade. I think the point is that Mannix here is trying to ingratiate himself with the community and to use the issue here as a paintbrush to give himself some street cred. It's not about people marching. It's not about people moving into a community and saying one is cool or one is the other. The point is that in a city, diverse communities of people exist. Those people have as much right to set up business in that location as anybody else, and they have done so. If there's an issue between them and the community that is existent there, then people like Mannix Flynn should be helping to resolve that community, not pouring petrol on it for the sake of his own gain and his own votes. What's happening here is that the people, such as Body Tonic, are not being supported by the city at large. there is large-scale, big-money organisations coming in, buying up the city, and the smaller guy, as is all across the world, and Europe especially, has been squeezed out. And when that happens, we lose a vibrancy. That vibrancy has been replaced by bland, large WeWork organisations. Airbnb have taken over a large swathe of the Docklands, as have Facebook and Google, and that's good, because development is good. Mm. But if it's not checked, if the people are not allowed to exist without any sort of support from the agencies which should support them, such as the city councils, then we lose cultural hubs such as the Bernard Shaw, and it's a great tragedy.
Okay, Manix Flynn, look, I know you like your culture, and there are points to what Emmett is saying here. You don't want to replace the personality of our city with bland.
Listen, Mary, I was born and reared in the area. I know the area back to front. Yeah. I know all Banbrigg's Bar. I drank in Banbrigg's Bar. Nobody's trying to turn around and close down Body Town. We're not doing that. The owner of the premises is. And I would always support creativity in Dublin City. And always
and maybe even...
So I'm not opposed to them. I represent the community there. And I'm not trying to make capital gain or ingratiate myself. I'm an artist myself, so I know the issues here. That's the facts of the matter. And I've championed many, many groups out there, and there are many that know that. The issue here is really simple, Mary. Is that the owner of the bar has not issued or renewed the licence. It's as simple as that. And this is basically a row by a load of fleas in a week. It's ridiculous is what it is, given the fact that we have a crisis in our city in homelessness, we have a crisis in our city with drugs, and here we have a load of glampers who decided to camp themselves into the area. And the mind the local community.
Manix, where are the glampers?
They are the glampers. They're the ones who set themselves up in the neighbourhood and thought for some strange reason that everybody was going to enjoy the noise. And people said, no, we don't want the noise.
I take on the question of noise. If householders have been upset, that can be negotiated, and that has been negotiated.
They refused point blank, Mary, to negotiate with the local people. And when they were leaving Ballytonic, they didn't even thank the neighbourhood for 13 years of noise.
Emmett, you live in the neighbourhood. How bad was the noise? How bad does it get?
Look, I think, Mary, the point is that this is not anything to do with the actual argument here. That is it's a difference between a business and the local community. That is repeated in every city, in every working city.
Yes, but you must respect each other as well, Emmett.
Absolutely, and it should be resolved. People like Manix should be working to resolve these things, not actually on the radio trying to pour petrol on
it. We went to Bord Pinola with the owners, and we won our case. And Bord Pinola decided, they're an independent body, they decided that what was happening in the beach yard...
Regardless or not, this is not
this
the
isn't
here.
The beach. This isn't the beach
this
yard.
This is not the issue here.
Well, it's the George Bernard Shaw. The same issue was there with noise emanating from the George Bernard Shaw and the properties at the back.
The issue is not a noise complaint. The issue here
the issue
is
in Bord Pinola was a noise complaint.
Okay,
the issue,
issue
of George Bernard Shaw was that the owner of the premises said no to you.
Okay, they haven't left yet. Would you like to see them stay, Emmett?
Of course I would. I mean, like, pubs close and they move on. I think this is an unfortunate occurrence for many people. Many people are going to be out of job. Many, many DJs, artists and people who the Body Tonic gave a chance on the first rung of the ladder because of the nature of the pub will be opportunities will be lost. So that is a huge loss to the city, and it's a huge loss in particular to that artistic community, which is not being represented by people at the higher level as it should be. And that is the issue here.
But Manix Flynn... Thank you very much, Emmett. You'd say good luck to them. You'd say good luck to them, Manix Flynn, would you? I can't hear now what either of you are saying, so could I just say thank you very much, Councillor Manix Flynn, and thank you very much as well, Emmett Condon, and we'll...